Today's scripture reading is from John chapter 13, verses 21 to 30. We'll read this responsibly, first in English and then in Chinese.
現在我們是讀經的時間。 今天我們的經文是約翰福音的第13章21到30節。 我們會用響應的形式讀出, 首先是用英文來讀。
John chapter 13. Now Jesus was deeply troubled. And he exclaimed, I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me. The disciple Jesus loved was sitting next to Jesus at the table. So that disciple leaned over to Jesus and asked, Lord, who is it? When Judas had eaten the bread, Satan entered into him. Then Jesus told him, Hurry and do what you're going to do. Since Judas was their treasurer, some thought Jesus was telling him to go and pay for the food or to give some money to the poor.
現在又講東話讀。約翰福音第13章21到30節。耶穌說了這話，心裡憂愁，就明說：我實實在在地告訴你們，你們中間有一個人要賣我了。有一個門徒是耶穌所愛， 側身挨近耶穌的懷裡，那門徒便就勢靠著耶穌的胸膛，問他說：主啊，是誰呢？
，撒旦就进入了他的心。耶稣便对他说：你所做的，快做吧。有人因犹大带着钱囊，以为耶稣是对他说：你去买我们过节所应用的东西，或是叫他拿什么周济穷人。
May God bless the reading and hearing of his word.
讓神祝福讀同聽的人。
Today's message is given by Pastor Wilson Chang titled, The Destructive Nature of Sin.
現在有程長樂牧師為我們傳遞訊息。
Let us pray.
我一起祈禱。
Lord, on a muggy, warmer spring day, we do ask for your help to be attentive to your word.
在一個春天的時節，我們求主你教我們去專心在你的話語。
We might physically feel a little sluggish, and so we pray that you would sharpen our minds and have our bodies be willing to be in tune with you.
我们可能身体觉得很缓慢，但求主你去叫我们的触觉敏锐，我们能够回应你的话语。
We know that's possible because of the Holy Spirit of God and the truths of your word.
是藉着圣灵的大能和你话语的真实。
And so please mold and shape us to be like the Christ.
求主你塑造我们更加像基督。
And we ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名义求。阿们。
Well, This is a very familiar passage to us, found in the Gospel of John.
咁刚刚读过嘅经文系约翰福音里边一段我哋好熟悉嘅经文。
John talks amongst other truths, the nature and power of sin.
约翰讲到罪嘅本质同埋佢嘅能力。
Now, if you were brought up in a Western culture, and we all are present living in a Western culture, you'll know there's a pushback when the Bible talks about sin.
咁如果你系喺西方嘅社会长大，同埋我哋而家亦都系活喺呢个西方嘅文化嘅里边，你都睇到当福音系圣经讲到罪嘅时候，我哋会觉得好似有啲冲突。
And the obvious reason is the influence of modern Western culture. We have a tendency not to want restrictions.
因为喺西方社会文化嘅里边，我哋都唔希望要受到限制。
We prefer freedom, freedom for all, freedom for our lives.
我哋选择自由，我哋选择每一个人都有自由，我哋生命里边每一方面都有自由。
And modern Western cultural types want to do what they desire to do.
西方嘅社会教我哋，我哋想做乜嘢就做乜嘢。
And so therefore, there is a resentment of God's commandments.
所以对于神嘅诫命，佢哋会有一个觉得系好有冒犯。
That's the culture you're living in.
呢个就系你而家活喺嘅文化里边。
But many of you were brought up in a traditional culture.
我哋当中好多人都系喺呢个传统嘅文化里边长大。
And in non-Western traditional cultures, we call that a shame and honor culture.
喺传统文化里边长大嘅人，我哋话喺呢个文化系一个羞辱同埋荣耀嘅文化。
But irregardless of what cultural influence you were brought up in or are living in presently, you know the gospel challenges all cultures.
我哋知道无论我哋咩文化长大都好，福音系挑战紧每一个文化。
Shame and honor culture types have struggled perhaps more so than Western types with free forgiveness and grace, which is preached on every page of the Bible.
在这个羞辱和荣耀的文化里面，他们遇到的挑战就是看到福音里面讲到的赦免。
Shame and honor cultures want to say eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth.
羞辱荣耀的文化，他说我要以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
We want to retaliate for wrongdoing.
我要对那些得罪我的人要报仇。
And therefore, there's a struggle with free forgiveness and grace, which is very prevalent in the gospel message.
所以对于福音里面所讲到的免费的礼物恩典和赦免，对他们来讲是很难去相信。
We all have a tough time, all of us, no matter what culture you're influenced with, to not strike back harder, fiercer when we're hurt.
所以当我们是受到伤害的时候，如果叫我们不要 去反击去回击的时候，我们会觉得很伤痛。
And the gospel counters that with turn to the other cheek. Take the blow.
但福音讲我们听，我们怎样，我们要转向另一边面被他打埋。
Of course, that's against our sinful nature.
我们不觉得应该是这样做，当然这个是因为我们的罪性关系。
Now, as you also see on slides 2 and 3, the text not only talks about the nature and power of sin, but gives us the solution, the medicine, the remedy for it.
这个约翰福音所提到的，不单止讲给我们看到罪的能力和它的本质，也都给我们有一个解决的办法，好像一个解药这样去对付。
But notice how the text starts, verse 21. The text tells us that Jesus is troubled.
但留意21节是怎样开始的呢，就是说耶稣心里忧愁。
Right, John, who's the author of the Gospel, John writes, Jesus was troubled in his spirit.
约翰写到这个福音的作者，他说耶稣心里忧愁。
Again, the familiar scene is Jesus at the Last Supper, right? And it's just stated that he was troubled in spirit and that one of the disciples, people that are close to him for 3.5 years,will betray him.
咁呢个刚才嘅睇到嘅经文系讲到最后嘅呢个晚餐，咁耶稣约翰形容到耶稣系心里忧愁，因为呢班跟随咗佢3年半嘅人，其中一个要出卖佢。
No one reclining around that table that evening really knew anything about that.
但每一个人知道究竟发生咩事。
As verse 22 tells us, that's. As, and then 23 and 25 goes on and says, one of his disciples whom Jesus loved was reclining at table close to Jesus. Verse 24, so Simon Peter motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking. So that disciple leaning back against Jesus said to him, Lord, who is it?
23, 24 节这样形容到，有一个门徒是耶稣所爱的，侧身挨近耶稣的怀里。西门彼得点头对他说，你告诉我们，主是指着谁说的？那门徒便就势靠着耶稣的胸膛问他说，主啊，是谁呢？
Just for there's no misunderstanding, before I go on, one of his disciples whom Jesus loved doesn't mean that Jesus didn't love the others.
咁我想提醒就係话，呢度所讲嘅耶稣一个所爱嘅门徒，并唔係话耶稣唔爱其他嘅门徒。
And in a moment, I'll explain that phrase.
咁稍后我会再解释呢句说话。
But you get the scene, right? It's not like what Leonardo da Vinci painted. You know, if you go to Milan, Italy, you'll see the famous painting, The Last Supper.
咁呢度所睇到嗰、那个现场呢，并唔係好似你去米兰睇到达文西所描绘最后晚餐嗰幅画咁样。
If you, I don't know if it's so, but when I went to high school in this country, you saw that painting, that picture of the painting in your history book.
咁我哋喺书本上面都可能会睇过。
And it shows a long table with the disciples seated there.
咁就讲到一个张好长嘅台，嗰啲门徒呢就係坐喺台里面。
That's probably not happening because they're reclining.
但可能现实唔係咁，当时唔係咁样，因为佢哋係挨喺台上面。
You see, usually they're reclining on the left side so that you can eat with your right hand. As they recline, you're leaning this way.
好多时佢就用左手就挨住张台，然后用右手呢攞食物去食进食。
And so that means the back of your head is close to the chest of the a man that's sitting to your left.
咁即係话呢，你个头呢好多时就会靠住你坐喺你左手边嗰个人嘅身后。
And so John simply leans back to ask the question, Jesus.
咁约翰嘅意思就係话佢挨近耶稣少少去问呢个问题。
And then of course, the text says Jesus, perhaps he reaches around and dips the bread, in the, bowl or cup kind of like a dip. Of wine and raisin and dates, and then gives it to Judas.
咁耶稣咧就系用手咧去攞一啲饼喺个碗里面咧点一点，好似啲果酱或者酒加埋嘅嘢，然后去俾犹大。
So both were near Jesus.
佢哋两个都近耶稣。
And we're told that John, that the disciple whom Jesus loved, and the evidence, of course, points to him, John, the author of the gospel, is next to Jesus.
咁呢个好多证据都俾我哋睇咗，系话呢个所谓耶稣所爱嘅门徒就系约翰，约翰就系坐喺耶稣嘅隔篱。
So wherever Peter is, he signals in some way to John to ask Jesus something.
咁彼得唔知佢坐喺边度，但系佢就去示意叫约翰问下耶稣。
And as verse 25 records for us, John leans back against Jesus and asks him the question.
咁第二十五节就讲到话，约翰就挨近耶稣去问呢个问题。
And evidently Jesus says softly, as verse 26 records us, it is he to whom I will give this morsel of bread when I have dipped it.
咁好明显就系二十六节耶稣就同约翰讲话，我将呢啲饼蘸一啲，然后递俾边个呢？嗰个就系出卖佢嘅人。
Now I'm guessing he said it softly because the text says none of the other disciples knew what was going on. They didn't hear what was being said.
好明显其他嘅门徒就听唔到耶稣所讲嘅嘢。
And so when Jesus leaves the room at the end, they don't know why. Why did he get up and go?
咁到最后犹大离开个房嘅时候呢，佢哋就奇怪点解犹大要走啦。
And so as you'll see on the next three slides, 4, 5, and 6, what? What are these details? What do they say to us?
咁头先所讲嘅呢啲咁嘅细节对我哋有咩意思呢？
Well, what they say is very important.It's the testimony of an eyewitness. Very important.
这个细节就是一个见证人他的见证，很重要的见证。
John, the beloved disciple, wrote the Gospel of John.
约翰，耶稣所爱的这位门徒，他写这个约翰福音。
We know that because he told us that later, John 21:24, referring back to the disciples whom Jesus loved. In verse 20, it says, this is the disciple whom is bearing witness about these things and who has written these things?
因为约翰福音二十一章二十四节，佢讲到话嗰个所爱嘅门，佢话为这些事作见证，并且记载这些事的，就是这门徒。
Again, you'll see on the slide, John 19:35. It says there, "He who saw it has borne witness. His testimony is true, and he knows that he's telling the truth, that you also may believe."
而约翰福音十九章三十五节，佢话看见这事的那人就作见证，他的见证也是真的，并且他知道自己所说的是真的，叫你们也可以信。
Do you see why John, the author of the gospel, writes the disciple whom Jesus loved? It's not because Jesus didn't love the others.
所以你点解约翰写到话呢个耶稣所爱嘅门徒咧？唔系话耶稣唔爱其他嘅门徒。
It's to make absolutely clear what a close and personal role John had to be an eyewitness, to show you what happened, to give you his testimony.
是要给我们看到，就是说约翰当时是一个活生生的见证人，他眼见，他以听见去做见证。
Right, when you read these details, this is on slide 7, John is basically saying, I was there. I was there. I was right. I'm a personal acquaintance, personal friend. I was there. We're not dealing with a myth or fiction.
约翰就是讲紧话，我是在那里，我是见证紧，我不是讲紧一些故事，讲一些虚构的东
西。In other words, since I was there, I'll tell you what happened. It's my testimony. It's true.
就是说啊，因为我在那里，所以我讲你听究竟有什么事发生，这个是真的。
And so that brings us back to the phrase, the important phrase, Jesus was troubled in spirit.
我们再看回头先那句说话，讲到耶稣心里忧愁。
And that's a very strong term in the Koine Greek. It means to be torn into pieces.
在希利文里面，这个很重要的一个字眼，就是说它好像撕裂分开一片一片这样。
Jesus is not speaking in a detached way.
约翰不是讲一个很无关重要的东
西。He doesn't say, well, you know, this was inevitable, I knew it was going to happen. He's not saying that.
约翰不是说、哦、这个是一定会发生的，就是这样发生了，他不是这样讲。
Right, Jesus is not saying there's always somebody, you know, like this person turning on me now, you know, all these people, you know, objecting to me.
并不是说、哦、一定是有一个人他会背叛我了，无论是怎样都好。
No, there's no detachment, there's no distancing.
是他不是讲到一个好像抽离的一个感受。
And also, Jesus is not flying off the handle, as you can see, right?
但相反也不是说耶稣基督有很大的反应。
He's not offended in his dignity. He's not saying, how dare you say that, Judas?
他不是好像被得罪这样，他说啊，犹大你为什么这么大胆呢？
He's not saying, after all I've done for you, this is what you're doing?
他不是说啊，犹大我为你做了这么多事，你是不是这样对我？
No, there's none of that. But what is happening is, and what John is trying to convey, Jesus torn up. He's torn up inside.
约翰的形容的都不是这样，而是说耶稣在里面是好像被撕裂一样。
And that particular phrase, that term is very important to understand the text because that gives us insight the very nature of sin. It's relational.
所以这个形容到耶稣的心境很重要的，就是让我们看到耶稣跟他们的关系是怎样。
You know, when you and I think of sin, you know, somebody mentions the word sin, you know what we think? Violating a moral law.
当我们讲到罪的时候，罪是怎样呢？就好像去干犯了一个道德上的律法一样。
Right, you broke a rule. And that's true. It is a law.
你犯了法，没错，这个是法例，犯法。
Right, when the Bible says, thou shalt not lie, and you lie, that's sin. That's a broken rule.
当圣经说你不应该讲大话，而你讲大话的时候，你就是犯了罪，犯了这个规例。
Stop there. You must consider and think, where?Does the rule come from?
但我们不可以停留在那个地方，我们要想想那个规例，那个法例是从哪里来。
Again, we have a tendency to think, oh, it's just breaking a rule, right? Broke a rule.
我们很多时候就会想，哦，只是我犯了个法啦。
But if that's the limit, if that's the extent that you go to understand the concept of sin, then you're really not going to be able to understand what the Bible's saying, the enormity of sin.
如果我们最罪的理解就停留在那个地步的时候，我们就不能够去真正认识圣经里面所讲罪是几咁大。
Because people say all the time to Christians, right? You know, well, I'm not religious, but I'm good. You know, I'm a decent person. I'm a good citizen. That's what matters.
因为我们听到外面很多人说，我不是基督徒，但我是一个挺好的人。
Absolutely not. And what, why? Why is that so?
但这个不是真的，为什么呢？
Well, let me show you by an illustration. I believe I used this before.
那我给个例子，大家听一下。
Imagine a poor widow.
想象一下一个寡妇，穷的。
And she's not doing too well. She's poor and she has a son.
她很穷，她有一个仔。
And she teaches him to be very good.
那这个寡妇呢，就教这个仔呢，要做一个好人。
She always teaches him always tell the truth, work hard, help the poor.
那寡妇经常叫个仔就说，你要讲真话，要诚实，要努力工作，要帮助穷人。
And like good moms, she sacrifices everything to get her son through college.
那这个寡妇也都很努力的去牺牲她所有的东西，让这个仔供这个仔可以去读大学。
So she spends hardly anything on herself.
她不会为自己花一毫钱。
And she works incredibly long hours.
她日以继夜的工作。
And she saves up by sacrificing many creature comforts to put her son through college.
她在她自己的生命上牺牲了很多的东西，以致她的仔能够去读大学。
Now the son gets through college. He graduates with a degree and he gets a great job leading to a promising career.
这个儿子大学毕业了，他有一个好好的工作，有一个好好的前途。
But since after graduating college, he virtually never talks to the widowed mom. He doesn't talk to her anymore.
但这个儿子毕业之后，他就不再跟他妈妈说话了。
He acknowledges he has a mom.
他承认他有一个母亲。
He lives in a city not too far from his mom.
他住的地方跟他妈妈住的地方也都不是很远。
He knows and admits he has a mother living nearby.
他承认他有一个母亲住在附近。
He even sends her a Christmas gift every year.
他甚至乎每年都送一个圣诞礼物给他妈妈。
But he never goes to see her.
但他从来没回去见他。
He never does FaceTime with her on the internet.
他也不会在网上跟他面对面聊天。
He doesn't go and honor her and love her.
他没去爱，他没去尊荣他。
Yet he owes her everything.
但这个儿子就是欠了这个妈妈所有的东西。
There ought to be a close relationship, right, with her.
你以为当中应该有一个很亲密的关系。
Yet the son says, I never go see my mom or anything like that.
但个儿子说，我从来没回去见我妈妈。
He continues, what matters is I'm a good person.
他说最重,
I tell the truth.
他说最重要的就是我是一个好人，我讲真话。
I work hard, I give to the poor.
我努力工作，我去周济穷人。
Isn't that enough?
难道这样已经不足够吗？
So what are you going to say to that young man?
那你对这个年轻人有什么话可以说呢？
Well, we're going to come down hard on him. You know what we're going to say to him? You're relationally betraying her.
我们会说这个儿子在他的关系上去背叛了他妈妈。
Right, you're technically ethical. By doing the things she asked you to do, you're doing that.
你技术上是一个道德的人，因为你做妈妈叫你做的事。
But the fact of the matter is, you owe her everything.
但事实就是你欠她现在所有的东西。
And that means you're being ethical for yourself.
所以你的道德只是为了你自己。
You're working hard, telling the truth, doing some good things for yourself.
你努力工作，你诚实，你周济穷人，只是为了你自己。
You are betraying her.
你背叛了你妈妈。
As you'll see on slide 8, you're right when you say that sin is breaking God's law.
当我们说罪是得罪了神的律法的时候。
But in the scripture, sin is much more than that. Sin is also violating, trampling on your relationship with the Creator.
但罪事实上圣经的形容就是说，去践踏了你和你的创造者的关系。
You're the creature. You owe him.
你是受造之物，你是欠了他的。
You owe him far more than that young man owed his mother.
你比起这个年轻人欠他母亲的，你欠上帝更加多。
And therefore, your breach of that relationship is a grievous sin.
所以你是在你的罪里面，你去割断了这个关系。
Do you see the enormity of sin in the scriptures? It's not just about breaking a moral law, though it is breaking a moral law.
圣经所讲的罪不单止讲到去犯了这个道德上的罪。
You're saying,
律法。
I could care less about knowing you, God.
你是讲的话我不需要去认识神。
That's a relational breach.
这个就是在你关系上面你是干犯了这个。
Now, how do we know that Jesus is being torn up inside by the betrayal of Judas in relationship?
咁我哋点样知道耶稣心里忧伤系因为犹大系犯嘅罪去伤害咗佢关系咧
？In Genesis 6:6, we're told that God looked on the earth and saw the evil and saw sin.
喺创世记六章六节，佢讲到神去睇呢个地，观察呢个地面嘅时候，见到人嘅恶，见到人嘅罪。
And you could look at any translation in any language of the Holy Scriptures of that text, and they will say almost the same thing.
咁你睇任何嘅译本嘅时候，都系讲紧同一样嘅嘢。
It says in Genesis 6:6, God was troubled in spirit.
佢话神系心中忧愁、忧伤。
And what it literally says in the Hebrew, Genesis 6, is his heart was filled with pain.
咁啊，希伯来文呢句说话讲咩咧？就话佢心里边充满咗痛苦。
Because the Hebrew word for pain that's used in Genesis 6 of God is when he looked at sin and evil, is that his heart was literally torn to pieces.
因为希伯来文形容当神去睇地上边嘅罪同埋恶嘅时候，佢嘅心情系点样咧？就好似系佢嘅心系被撕裂。
And that's the same Hebrew word for pain that's used in Genesis 3:16.
同样的希伯来文的字讲到是在创世纪三章十六节都是这样形容。
Genesis 3:16 talks about the result of sin in the Garden of Eden, as Adam and Eve sinned against God.
创世纪三章十六节讲到在伊甸园他们犯罪的结果是怎样。
And why was the sin of utter enormity? Adam and Eve, humanity did not want to know God.
为什么这个罪这么大呢？因为亚当和夏娃不想去认识神。
That special relationship between God and Adam and Eve was torn apart by what? Betrayal!
神和亚当夏娃这个这么特别的关系是因为他们的背叛而去撕裂了。
They and we wanted to be God, the ones who had the final say on matters.
亚当夏娃和我们都想成为神，我们想去对自己的所有的东西都有话事权。
And that's when the human race turned away from God, and that's why we're suffering.
所以人类就离开神，所以我们是受苦。
Why do you sweat when you work? You know, you all know this. White collar work is sweat too, right? You're sweating, right? Your boss is yelling at you, you're sweating.
为什么我们工作会流汗呢？为什么我们的老板骂我们的时候，我们又飙晒汗呢？
Right? Why is there...You moms, utter painfulness in childbearing.
点解怀孕生子系咁痛苦嘅事呢？
Life is full of pain and agony because of the fall of man.
生命系充满咗痛苦，因为人嘅堕落。
The fall is a breach of relationship.
人类嘅堕落去摧毁咗呢个关系。
God has so bound his heart up to us that he sees us when he sees us.And it causes him pain when he sees the trouble that we're doing when we sin.
神的心和我们是联系的，以致我们因为我们看到我们的痛苦的时候，他的心也都伤痛。
You see the ramifications of that? When you and I sin, you know, it's not just, oh, I broke a law, right? It's you broke his heart. You broke God's heart.
所以你和我当我们犯罪的时候，我们不是单单就是干犯了这个律法，而是我们是伤害了神的心。
You're justTrashing the relationship.
你将这个关系好像掉了垃圾桶一样。
Do you sense that the son who ignored his mom did bad?
你有冇睇到呢个仔去拒绝佢嘅母亲系点样？
Right, when we hear a story like that and it's a true story, you know, we're outraged.
当我哋睇到一个咁嘅故事嘅时候，我哋会觉得好嬲。
We offend God in a similar way.
我哋其实系同样嘅，佢亦都系得罪神。
Because we think sin, disobedience toward God, and His law is only breaking a law, breaking a rule, like don't walk on the grass.
我哋以为我哋当我哋犯罪嘅时候，就好似我哋带只狗喺人哋嘅地方去放狗一样，好似犯咗呢个律法。
It's more than that. It's hurting God. It's distancing ourselves from relationship with Him.
但系唔单止系咁，而系我哋伤害咗神，我哋同呢个关系，同神嘅关系里边系离开。
Because the scriptures make absolutely clear, we were made to worship Him. We were made to know Him.
圣经讲俾你听，我哋被造系要去去向佢敬拜，同佢有关系。
Right, we're walking with the Lord like in the garden in the cool of the day.
我哋同神好似喺伊甸园里边一嚟下散步一样。
That analogy is communing with God.
呢个系同神一个团契嘅关系。
Yet because of our sinful nature, we could care less. We care less about meeting God.
但因为我哋嘅罪性，我哋都唔去关心同神要相遇。
And that's what the illustration of the mother and her son was alluding to.
头先讲嘅呢个儿子同埋呢个寡妇嗰个故事就系咁样。
Right, the son owed everything to his mother.
呢个仔欠咗呢个母亲所有嘅嘢。
And he goes off, he lives an ethical life, but he ignores her, no relationship.
佢离开去过一个佢所谓道德嘅生活，但系佢唔理佢妈妈，冇呢个关系。
God sustains us. He made us. We owe Him everything.
神造我哋，神去维持我哋嘅生命，我哋欠佢所有嘅嘢。
Did you know you can't exist apart from Him? So He gives you the next breath of air that you take in.
你知唔知你离开咗佢，你唔能够生存咧？你每一啖气都由佢嗰度嚟。
Yet we often live as if the reverse.True, right? That we're in charge. Where's God?
但我哋过嘅生活好多时就系话我哋自己要做主，我哋唔使需要神。
And it breaks God's heart when we don't want to know Him.
我哋唔想认识神嘅时候，就伤咗神嘅心。
And this is why the Bible implores us to take our sin seriously. That's why you got to take your sin seriously.
所以圣经叫我哋要去对罪系好认真。
And that's why you hear in Christian circles constantly to do battle against your sin. Put it off. Put on righteousness. It's not just for your benefit, because it's about a relationship with God.
所以我们会成日听到他说你要对你的罪去争战，你要穿起你的军装去同罪去争战，因为不单止是你犯了律法，而是伤害了和神的关系。
The Biblestates the obvious, the sinful nature is still with the believer.
圣经讲得很清楚，这个罪是总是。
You must put it to death.
你要将这个罪去致死。
You must put on righteousness.
你要将公义去披戴。
You must strive after holiness.
你要极力地去寻求圣洁。
You must get in the way of God's grace.
你要承载神的恩典。
That means meeting with Him in His Word.That means looking at it and spending the time in the Word and understanding it by the Holy Spirit.
意思就是说藉着圣灵你要花时间在神的话语里面是跟神去相遇。
That means being willing to submit yourself under the Word. When He says to do something, you do it.
也都是说你要顺服这个神的话语所讲的，这个圣经叫你做什么，你要做。
You shouldn't be indifferent to sin.
你不应该对罪是漠不关心。
And you shouldn't be indifferent to sin that's in others either.
你亦都唔可以对别人所犯嘅罪漠不关心。
You know, we're often not like Jesus.
我哋好多时
Jesus is torn up. He's torn up inside. We're not inside when we sin.
当耶稣喺佢哋心里边去忧伤，但系当我哋再犯罪嘅时候，我哋睇到罪嘅时候，我哋心里边唔会忧伤。
You are betraying Him when you sin.
当你犯罪的时候，你就背叛了耶稣。
Just like Judas.
好像犹大一样。
And Jesus is troubled. He's torn up inside because of that.
耶稣因为这样而心中是忧伤。
Because Jesus knows the destructive nature of sin.
因为耶稣知道这个罪的摧毁性。
And Jesus knows Judas will perish without knowing Jesus as Savior and Lord.
耶稣亦都知道犹大唔认识耶稣基督做佢嘅个人救主嘅时候，耶稣犹大会灭亡。
You know, sadly to say, we live in a society that just throws mud at one another.
好可惜嘅就系我哋活喺一个社会里边，系我哋人系会互相攻击。
You know, you don't have to be a social media expert to know what's happening.
我哋都好清楚吓喺媒体上边所发生嘅嘢。
It's like the wild, wild west on the internet, right? One criticism after another.
喺网上边好多嘅唔同嘅批评，大家彼此去对战。
And we're not innocent. We fall into that trap too, denouncing someone or denouncing a group of people.
但我哋都唔系无辜嘅，我哋喺网上边，我哋都会话去否定乜边一班人去附和边一班人。
And you know what the sad part is? People feel good when they do that.
可惜的就是说人们当这样做的时候他们反而觉得是很好。
But that's the total opposite of what's happening to Jesus. He's torn up inside because of sin.
耶稣因为看到人的罪的时候就心里面去忧伤。
Because he knows sin in you will destroy you.
因为耶稣知道在里面你里面的罪是会摧毁你。
Just like it destroyed Judas.
就好像摧毁犹大一样。
And so he does, Jesus doesn't just announce on social media those people who do wrong, do bad things are wrong.
耶稣不只是好像在媒体上面去说啊这些人做了些坏事是不好的是不对的。
But you see, he sees sin's evil, its heinousness.
他看到罪的邪恶甚恶不赦。
But Jesus is not like us. He doesn't fail to see sin's grievousness or hurtfulness.
同样耶稣看到这个罪是悲伤的。
Right, like that young man who's trampling on his mom, not giving her love and honor that she deserves.
就像那个年轻人不将这个爱不给他妈妈，不会孝顺他妈妈一样。
And by the way, love and honor to give to a person who deserves, you know what that is in the Bible? Glory. That's what glory is.
在圣经里面讲到爱和孝顺父母是什么呢？是一个荣耀的事情。
Right, when we say we glorify God, you're giving him honor and love. That means you're trusting, obeying him.
当我们说我们荣耀神的时候，我们就是爱他，要将这个尊荣去归给他，我们去顺服他。
Do you see the nature and enormity of sin now?
你看到罪的本性是本质是几么大的？
Are you torn up inside as you should be?
你心里面是不是应该是好像刚才所说的去有你的忧伤？
Do you see?The relational aspect.
你睇唔睇到罪当中喺关系上面嘅破坏性？
Yes, sin is deceitful, hateful, heinous.
罪系欺骗人嘅，罪系有带住仇恨嘅。
But it's also grievous, brokenness.
但系都当中系带住忧伤同埋破碎。
And if you see that,If you see the enormity of sin as the scriptures paint it for you, if you see that, it'll change you. It'll change the way which you look at your own heart.
如果你睇到罪系咁样嘅时候，你就会去改变你嘅心，去点样睇罪。
It'll change the way you look and regard people.
亦都改变你点样睇人。
You'll be more like Jesus.
你会更加像耶稣基督。
And Judas's example shows us the power of sin and how that power can entangle us.And hold us even to our death.
犹大的例子俾我哋睇到罪嗰个能力点样可以去捆绑我哋以致死。
So what does Jesus offer Judas as medicine or remedy?
咁耶稣点样系俾我哋一个解决嘅办法咧？对于犹大嘅例子
，Right? What could possibly be as powerful or hidden or deeply rooted as sin in our hearts?
有乜嘢可以系？使到我哋去驱除咗我哋根深蒂固嘅罪。
Well, did you notice what the text says? What Jesus did next?
你有冇睇到圣经跟住落嚟所讲耶稣做嘅乜嘢咧
？It says he dipped a piece of bread into that dip.
佢将一块饼系浸喺嗰个碗嘅里边。
And then he gave it to Judas Simon Iscariot.
然后他将这块饼呢就给犹大。
And if you had a slew of commentators on the Gospel of John and looked them all up, they'll tell you that when he sat at the feast, one of the first things people do back then, you broke bread.
咁你睇好多嘅解经书，你都睇到就话，当佢哋一齐进食嘅时候，佢哋第一样要做嘅乜嘢咧，就系将呢个饼去擘开。
And you, the host would dip the bread in this kind of fruit puree, you know, dates and raisins and wine. Dip the bread and gave it to the honored guest.
咁呢个主人咧就会将呢个擘开嘅饼咧，去点一个碗里边有啲果酱啊、酒啊咁样混埋一齐嘅，然后将呢个饼咧就俾。席上边一个尊贵嘅客人。
And every good commentary will tell you that's a sign of honor and affection.
有好嘅解经书会讲你听话，这个举动系将呢个尊荣去俾，同埋爱系俾呢个人。
Judas had already heard that Jesus knew. Jesus knew that Judas was about to betray him.
犹大已经听到耶稣知道有一个人会要去出卖佢。
And Judas knows Jesus knows.
犹大知道耶稣系知道呢件事。
But then Jesus hands him the dipped bread.
但耶稣将呢个饼去递俾犹大。
And so Judas is hearing with that action, because he knows he's in that culture, right? He knows what Jesus is saying. Jesus is saying, I see you. I see you all the way to the bottom of you.
通过这个举动，犹大就好像知道说，耶稣看清楚，看到你心里面所有的东西。
I know everything about you, yet I still love you.
好像知道就是说，耶稣知道犹大所有的事情，但是耶稣仍然是爱你。
I still want you to come to me to repent and believe.
就好像耶稣对犹大说，我仍然想你回来我这里去认罪悔改。
And if you respond now, Judas, you will be saved.
耶稣好似话，犹大，如果你而家去回应嘅时候，你就会得救。
You know, a Bible scholar at Yale, Miroslav Volf, an Old Testament scholar, he takes a good look at the Cain and Abel story in Genesis.
咁一个圣经学者 Volf 佢去睇亚伯同埋该隐嘅故事。
And that narrative, you know, is very similar to what's going on in our story in John 13.
咁亚伯该隐嘅故事同我哋今日所睇约翰福音十三章嘅故事其实差唔多。
And it's showing us what Jesus is really offering Judas.
佢俾我哋睇到耶稣系点样对待犹大。
You see, Jesus, God the Son, is trying to get Judas to escape the sin that's trapping him.
我们看到耶稣基督其实想希望犹大从这个罪里面去得到释放。
The same is true of God the Father. God goes to Cain in the Old Testament.
同样的就是在创世纪里面旧约圣经里面神怎样去到该隐那里。
And Professor Wolf explains that he's trying to get Cain to escape the sentence enveloping him.
他说神其实尝试要使到该隐去从这个罪的捆绑里面释放出来。
And Wolf poses the question, why? Why was Cain so angry and resentful to Abel, his brother?
这个圣经的作者就说，为什么该隐去这么愤怒，这么憎恨他的兄弟？
Why was Cain capable of murder, which he did carry out?
为什么该隐能够去谋杀，去杀一个人呢？
Well,Wolf speculates and says Cain probably was really angry when Abel got successful.
他说可能该人对于他自己是不是很成功觉得很愤怒。
You see, Cain had developed an identity apart from the living God.
该人成长起来是从不是从神里面去得到他自己的身份。
It's what psychologists would call today sibling rivalry.
就好像心理学家所讲的就是说兄弟姐妹之间他们的争斗。
Right, Cain says, hey, I'm the better one. Mom likes me. Dad likes me better.
他说好像该人就是说爸爸妈妈都好像锡我多一点喜欢我多一点。
And Wolf speculates that says, Cain's identity was based on that.
那这个圣经学作者就是说他的身份就是建基于这件事。
I'm the most successful of this next generation of children.
他说该人会说自己是在这一代里面最成功的一个人。
I will make the family name prosperous.
我会令到我的家族更加显赫。
I'm the one the parents consider the successful one.
我就是那个父母会认为我是一个成功的
So why would Cain be so upset? Murderously upset and angry when Abel gets more successful.
那为什么该人见到阿伯更加成功的时候会这么愤怒呢?
Well, Cain's identity is being threatened.
因为该人的身份好像受到威胁一样.
Right, that false identity he's put on. I'm the better one, right? My parents are going to honor me because I'm the better of the siblings.
该人说我在我的兄弟当中我是最好的一个，所以我的父母会将这个荣耀给我。
And so when Abel became more successful, Cain was very bitter.
所以当亚伯更加成功的时候，该人就觉得很苦毒了。And
either Cain would have to adjust his false identity or eliminate his brother Abel.
所以该人一是就要去纠正他的身份，一是就是杀了亚伯。And
I point you to that because it shows you the power of sin.
我这样指出来给你看，是想你看到罪的能力。
You shortchange the series of sin when you think sin is just an insuppressible urge.
所以当你认为罪只不过是一些你心里面催促所以想要做的时候，你就会误解了罪是什么。
We are curved inward towards the self which insists on maintaining my own false identity.
我们都想向我们的内心去倾斜，去建构自己那个错的身份。
You know, it's not just the young people that have to realize there's a trap there. Everybody in this room has a false identity.
在这里每一个人都有一个错误的身份。
Everybody in this room says, my identity, the reason I feel good about myself, is a false identity.
每一个人说我 觉得自己的身份令我自己觉得很好，这个都是一个错误的身份。
It could be that maybe your family is well adjusted. Maybe your family members are highly recognized by society.
可能你的家庭的成员被这个社会很认同，很尊敬。
And your family looks pretty good in the neighborhood compared to others.
而你的家庭在你的社区里面也都是好像一个很好的地位。
And you say to yourself, I'm glad we're not like those people over there.
然后你说，我很庆幸我不是好像那些人那样。
Right? Your achievements, your recognition by society that you live in deem you worthy.
你的成就和你被这个社会去认同，是让你自己觉得自己是配得。
And your identity is linked to how much respect you gain.
而你的身份就联系到你得到多少人的认同赞许。
But when something goes wrong and something doesn't look right and society kind of turns their head against you, you fall apart.
当一些事情发生，而这个社会也都转念不去认同你的时候，你的身份就破碎。
You see, everybody's got an identity, a false one.
每一个人都有一个身份，因为有一个错的身份。
And it might not be like Cain's being the best of one of his siblings.
可能不是讲到好像该人一样，要去跟他的兄弟要去比较，做一个更加成功的人。
Because there's a vast array of false identities that we put on.
因为在我们的心里面有很多不同的身份，我们会将它去
But you know the danger?
用出来。
You know why it's so dangerous? Because it's fragile.
但为什么这么危险呢? 因为这些身份都很脆弱。
Because those false identities are based on performance.
这些错误的身份都是建基于你的成就。
Based on you accomplishing something.
是你的表现，你能够做到什么。
And when something jeopardizes that, blocks it, makes you look like a failure, you get angry.
而当有些东西去使到你 变得好像不是那么成功的时候，你就会觉得很愤怒。
And not only do you get angry, you melt down. And you are trapped by that false identity.
你不单止愤怒，并且你会情绪低落，你被这个错误的身份就是捆绑了你。
You see, the power of sin is more than an insuppressible urge.
罪的能力不单止是好像你控制不了一个情绪要做一些事。
Pain wasn't just somebody who just, you know, thought, you know, I'm so angry, I'm going to murder my brother Abel and just happen to be there and I'm going to do it.
那个人不是好像就是说啊，我控制不到自己，我要杀了个兄弟阿甘甘，阿伯就在那里，我要杀了他了。
No, there was something behind it. And perhaps it was a false identity.
并不是这样，而是背后一定是有一些动机，这个可能就是他的一个身份的问题。
Jesus Christ is offering every one of us here, every one of us, a new identity.
耶稣基督给我们这里每一个人一个新的身份。
And it's Jesus sees you at the bottom, to the bottom, to the core of your being. He sees all that's wrong with you, just like he saw Judas, and he accepts you.
耶稣看到你心里面，你内里面是一个怎样的人，就好像耶稣看到犹大是怎样的人，但耶稣接纳你。
Just take a minute to think about that. Judas had the privilege that none of us have.
你想想，犹大给我们有一个更加好的一个处境。
Only those 11 other disciples experienced 3.5 years of Jesus, God the Son, training him, being near him.
他和另外11个门徒有3.5年的时间同耶稣基督一起接受耶稣基督的训练同一起生活。
Judas must have sensed in some way Jesus' love for him.
犹大一定会耶稣感受到耶稣基督对他的爱。
That means he's offering Judas a new identity as he dips the bread in that parade and gives it to him.
当耶稣去将这个饼去蘸一点酱的时候，然后给他的时候，犹大一定会看到耶稣对他的爱，给他的尊荣。
And just like Jesus did that in John 13, he's offering that to you today.
耶稣基督也都今日去给你。
But Judas sadly decided not.
但可惜的犹大决定不去悔改。
And the reason could be he was maybe furious for being made guilty, feeling guilty.
可能他会觉得啊，被人去看到他的罪是让他觉得很羞愧。
Or Judas didn't want to lose control of his life.
或者是犹大不想失去他对他生命的控制权。
And those are our reasons too for pushing Jesus away.
这些同样也都是我们为什么将耶稣去推开的原因。
And so in Jesus' heart, he was resolved to betray the Lord.
在犹大的心里面，他决定了要去背叛耶稣。
And as soon as he took the bread from Jesus' hand, the text says the evil one entered Judas.
当这个犹大接过这个饼的时候，圣经告诉他，这个恶者就进入到他的心里面。
Did you notice that Jesus says to Judas, what you're about to do, do quickly?
你看到耶稣对他，跟着对他说，你要做的事，你快点去做。
What do you make of that? Is Jesus saying, if you're going to sin, go ahead and sin?
是不是说，耶稣说，如果你要去犯罪，你就快点去犯罪，是不是这个意思呢？
Of course not. That doesn't make sense, right?
当然不是这样，因为这个不是很合理。
Jesus can't be saying, look, you're going to destroy yourself, go destroy yourself.
耶稣不可能说，你要去摧毁自己，你就快点去摧毁自己。
You can't conclude that that's what Jesus is saying, because there's nothing in scripture, nothing that we know about Jesus that fits that, right?
因为圣经里面没有一段的经文可以能够去让我们看到耶稣基督是一个这样的人。
So why is Jesus so torn up? Why is he torn up inside?
咁点解耶稣基督心里面好似被撕裂一样，心中忧伤
？Why the agony of betrayal and rejection？
点解被人背叛、被人拒绝有呢个痛苦咧
？Well, it's for the simple reason of who Jesus is。
就因为耶稣基督系边一个
？Jesus is equally loving and just。
因为耶稣基督一方面系爱，同样嘅佢系公义嘅。
You know, if you were good in the sense of loving, but not good in the sense of being perfectly just, you wouldn't be torn up inside when somebody sins.
如果你是爱人，但是你里面是没有公义的时候，在你的心里面很容易就会是被撕裂。
Right, if you're more of a loving person rather than a just person, you know what's going to say? Oh, he sinned. You know, forget about it. Forget about it.
因为为什么呢？一个这样的人，他会说，哦，不要紧啦，没什么所谓了。
Right, then...Your sense of being loving is there, but not your sense of justice, right? You're just letting a person go with the wrong they did.
因为你放过咗呢个人佢犯嘅错误，然后你俾佢睇到你系爱，但系你并冇公义喺里边。
Or on the other hand, if somebody's sinning against you and you say, "Get out of here, good riddance," right? You don't deserve to be in my presence.
但另一方面就系、是，如果呢个人犯罪得罪你嘅时候，你就话你快啲走啦，你唔好喺我面前啦。
Right? You might be loving justice, right? Expelling the person, but you're not very loving, right?
因为你就系、是、可能系你系公义嘅，你去拒绝呢个人，但系你唔系爱。
Thanks be to God, Jesus is not like us.
但感谢神，耶稣唔系我哋，好似我哋咁样。
He's perfectly loving and at the same time perfectly just.
耶稣基督一方面系完全嘅爱，另一方面亦都系完全嘅公义。
He's so good, he can't just say, "Oh, it really doesn't matter that you're sinning."
佢话哦，佢唔系话啊冇所谓啦，你冇乜所谓。
He knows the punishment is necessary.Just.
他知道人犯罪这个惩罚是需要的，以致能够实行公义。
Yet Jesus is loving and caring for the person.
但同时耶稣基督是爱这个人，关心这个人。
And therefore both love and justice are equal parts of God's goodness.
所以神的美善就是说爱和公义是并存。
And of course, if you know the gospel, God doesn't have to choose between the two.Because his love and justice are satisfied at the cross.
而神的爱和公义在耶稣基督在十字架上面已经是完全的去满足了，他不需要他选任何一样。
Because Jesus knows Judas goes out, he's going to betray him. Things are set in motion for his crucifixion.
耶稣知道当犹大去离开去做他要做的事的时候，他就知道他的受死是已经开始实行了。
But as we come to the table, Jesus is saying, get on with it. Yes, because I'm willing to give up myself so that you can live.
所以我们来到圣餐面前去，好像耶稣说你要来一起跟我这个进食，以致你是我的人。
Father, we thank you for your word, and we do pray that we would take seriously the breach of relationship in the enormity of sin.
主啊，让我们去感谢你的话语，让我们看到这个罪怎样去摧毁这个关系。
Yes, Father, we do know that sin is breaking a law.
主啊，我们知道罪是干犯了律法。
Yet in its fullness, it's breaking a relationship with you.
但在你的里面是摧毁了跟你的关系。
And so may we understand that so that we would take seriously the battle that we're undergoing, the sin within us and the sin in others.
让我们明白，能够让我们看到我们跟我们里面和其他人对罪的争执。
And we pray that we would take in your medication to know the remedy for our sin problem.
我们去拿这个药去解决我们罪的问题。
Help us to reflect on that in a healthy way today.
今天帮助我们去好好的思想。
We ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名义求。阿门。